What's up, what's up, what's up, sweeties and spoons? If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to What's the Tea with Nikki P only on radio.dominican.edu. We had some technical difficulties up in her, so we are going to restart the show. You are listening to What's the Tea with Nikki P. This is episode
11.5.
Yes. So, sweeties and spoons, if you were with us before this whole technical difficulties, thank you for staying tuned to, you know, the show. Just a five bullet update of where we are
in the show. Okay. And if you have further questions, actually feel free to personally message me or Nikki P. Right. Yes. Now we have five people in studio.
Yes.
Who are those five people, Nicholas?
Yes. We have Miss Jahila Canton and we have Miss Aminata
Jain.
I've never known how to say your name.
I didn't know how to say it till last year.
Wow.
Jain. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And Miss Val. Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
So
and over the phone line we have Francisco.
Buenas tardes.
Sorry. So we have six people technically in studio.
Yes.
Five physically and one over the phone via teléfono.
Deep.
Sí, señor.
Sí. Contra el teléfono, aquí estoy escuchando desde San Diego.
He's in San Diego.
So he's in San Diego.
Yes.
San Diego. Yo comprendo.
Yes. Yes.
Yo comprendo.
Oh, I think this had a flashback to Bridesmaids. With the whole, like, en la escuela, en el azul.
In mis pantalones. El gato es en es mi pantalón. Whatever. Anyways, so the five bullet update. And if you want further information, I know this is going to be hard considering. So the last hour plus, I confessed again how hot Brian Sanchez is and how it makes him feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
I talked about how I met Stu for the first time, which is absolutely hilarious. That's two, plus the fact that we have six people now in studio today. That's three. We have not talked about anything relationship related at all.
Nope.
That's four. And number five is, well, it's a two-parter. Part A, I moved out of my house unexpectedly because of reasons that, if you want to know, just message me. But it was because of solid reasons of moving out in the middle of the night. And part two is that I have chosen to be with my chosen family, and that's to move to Marin.
Yay.
Yay. So if there's anybody who has a job opportunity, I am a poli sci major, double minor in pre-law and music. I have previous public policy work, but can totally be a receptionist, and I can sell sand in a desert. Message me.
Wow.
So in the next 2 to 3 months, or sooner, possibly next 2 to 3 weeks, I'm going to move to Marin. Yes.
Yes.
So
hopefully.
I know that's probably a lot for the five bullet update, but...
Right.
But the Brian Sanchez thing, that's hilarious because his show, The Sports Report. Is on.
The Sports Report. The Sports Report with Brian Sanchez. From 6 to 7 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu. Yes.
It's sad because I totally did like 10 minutes of how much
I enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy his blue tie from last week.
Yes.
And all of this jazz and how Alex slid off his girlfriend. We all know that they're getting married, and actually there's some people in studio who have positions, like Nicholas is going to be her flower girl, and but Jahila C is going to be Paul Racanello's flower girl, apparently.
Yes.
I called it. He told me it was okay.
But Alex has promised me that if for some reason, I think that's probably going to make him uncomfortable, but I don't care. I don't care.
Oh, I'm never going to wear a blue tie again.
I know.
That's okay. Then you know, like, you look good in red, and then you look good in yellow, and then you look good in black.
Then he'll run out of colors and wear nothing.
Oh!
Exactly. We have a plan.
Brian, you don't look good in that shirt.
No. You tell him you do look good in that shirt. It'll make him uncomfortable. He'll associate the uncomfortableness every time he thinks about that color if you say, I like that color on you.
But then he'll wear nothing in the end.
Wasn't that the point?
Oh my god. If he listens to this will probably have him not talk to me ever again.
I may be on that list too now, but that's okay.
It's a running joke, a running gag. And then also I figured it out. I calculated how old he was, and I was like, oh my God, he's born in the 90s. But he's over 18 and he's about to turn 21, so who cares? It's the five up, five down rule for me, and I'm 26.
You can do that five down thing. I can't.
Why is, oh yeah, that's right. Because then you'd marry, yeah. You'd be with someone who's 12. Like
I'm not 17.
Just kidding.
I am 19 years old.
So then you'd be someone who's 14. Dirty.
Not going there.
All right. Never. So,
wow.
That's the tea.
Oh, wow.
So what are we going to talk about now?
I'm so bummed the power went out.
Oh. I know. And if you're just tuning in, it's Britney Day.
It is Britney Day.
Yay.
Yes. Yes. Yay. Yes. My goodness. It's always Britney Day up in her. But today is specifically, well, it was specifically when we're recording. I played about 4 or 5 different Britney songs.
Seriously. This yes. has been some episode that doesn't exist anymore. Yes. So if you were listening since the beginning hour at 2 o'clock, feel your... Think of yourself as valued because that was limited edition.
Yes,
like does it not was. Cannot be replicated. Yes. Has not even been recorded.
Right.
At all.
Yes, Sweeties and Spoons, you can pick up this podcast,
this half podcast,
this half cast on our website radio.dominican.edu. You can also go to our Facebook group after it's posted. I'll put it up on there
and explain how much yes. you've missed.
Yes, facebook.com/teawithnikkip. So yes, if you want to chime in or if you have a topic suggestion or a shout out thing, a thang thang, you can go onto our Facebook. You can go on to text either Motastic or myself or anybody that you know in studio, and we will be sure to shout you out. So yes, my goodness.
Wow. Yes. All right.
Oh, I do have a shout out for my sister. She's turning 28.
Whoa.
On Saturday.
Happy birthday, Kayleen.
Yes. Happy birthday. Yes.
Francisco, you want to sing happy birthday to Kayleen?
Okay, it's your birthday, it's your birthday, another year older, we're closer to death, for better, for worse, and have lots of fun. There we go.
Wow.
I've never heard that
one. I haven't either, but I'm using it.
I did not expect that.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hey. Hey. Hey, what was that? No.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm sorry. I'm not black enough.
In your face.
Wow.
There's this running joke that Jahila C is totally going to take over the show after yes. Nicholas graduates. And so now that I'm moving to Marin, maybe I'll still be your co-host.
Yeah. Hey. Way to be. Way to
Stu,
be.
Did you hear that, Stu? Dominican, hire me. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
But because there are two reasons as to why I fully support Jahila C taking over for Nicholas after he steps down and moves on to greater and bigger things is this. One, it somewhat rhymes. What's the tea with Jahila C? You know what I mean? Okay. And then also, Nicholas always talks about how, like, well, I'm a gay man trapped in a straight girl's body, while yes. Nicholas is a...
I am a straight woman trapped in a gay man's body.
So unless Jahila C has, like, I missed a memo from her that she's a lesbian.
Nope. She's, no, nope. Such memo.
Are you sure?
Oh!
Okay, wait.
Wow.
Bust her out. Bust her out.
I'm absolutely certain.
So we have...
strictly dickly on the radio?
No. Oh, shit. You just did, but you can't repeat it.
I'm sorry, Stu.
But yeah, we'll replace one straight black woman with another straight black woman.
Yes. Yes.
Except she doesn't have facial hair.
No.
I am not and willing not, to budge on that.
And is not white, male, or gay.
I could invite someone who fits into the other categories, you know, maybe work on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she's going to do an audition.
Yes.
An audition. Yes. So next semester when it's season 3 of What's the Tea with Nikki P., only here on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes.
We're going to her top 3 picks or whoever. We'll figure out a system. But I think it would be fun to like have them see what the flow is with Jahila C. And let's watch Nicholas and I. Either Nicholas and I will, you know, drill and do a little boot camp with this so-called maybe possibly replacement. Or mm-hmm. we'll watch, let them talk for like 15 minutes to see what the rapport is like. And we could be the guests.
Oh my gosh, we need like a reality show now.
Yeah.
Okay. I love reality shows.
Oh my goodness.
I would die.
Wow.
Yeah,
that sounds interesting.
That's a good idea.
I like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because then the viewers, the listeners could choose.
They can vote.
We could have a podcast. Video podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So smart.
People could send in audition tapes.
Okay.
This is getting way better now. Episode 11.5. This is golden,
right? My goodness.
Mm-hmm. I love how nobody has a topic right now.
We have nothing.
I'm just pulling things out of the air.
I'm still recovering from that whole power outage. So,
and it was funny because while we were trying to fix from the power outage, so of course Nicholas was on this really long extended Britney montage of songs. I said to Francisco on the phone, and I said to everyone that's in studio, one, Brian Sanchez will never hear that I spent 10 minutes ogling about him.
Tsunami
2011.
Like, Motesting.
We'll never hear. That story will never hear the light of day. And then
It was an exclusive web-only broadcast.
Sweeties and Swoons.
Yeah. And then the second thing is I told a really long personal update as to why I haven't talked about my life coaching experiences the last couple of weeks. And so unfortunately that's the sad part. I wish that was recorded, but now it doesn't exist. And so if you want to know the true tea, message me privately.
Yes, indeed. But Sweeties and Swoons, I think we should take a short break because, you know, we are 10 minutes into 11.5.
Oh, don't lie to the Sweeties and Swoons. Just tell them that we're going to powwow for the next 4 minutes to try to figure out what's the question we're going to ask regarding relationships and dating.
Let's
be honest.
OMG.
What's the tea, not what's the sugar coat?
Really? Really?
Because you can't really say sugar coat without sounding like someone who owes someone else money.
Sugar coat.
Ew. Ew. Don't ever do that voice again.
What you talking about, girl?
Okay, yeah, no, music break now.
Oh, my goodness. What are you going to play? Sweeties and Swoons, we will be right back with more What's the Tea with Nikki P only on radio.dominican.edu. We're just going to go with Me Against the Music. I hope you enjoy it.
People in the crowd, grab a partner, take it down. It's me against the music. It's just me and me. Yeah, come on. Hey, Britney. Are you ready? Are you? And no one cares. It's whipping my hair, it's pulling my waist. To hell with stairs, the sweat is dripping all over my face. And no one's there. I'm the only one getting up in this place. Tonight I'm here. Feel the beat of the drum, gotta keep it that bass. I'm against the speaker, trying to take on the music. It's like a competition, me against the beat. I wanna get in the zone.
I'm gonna take it your own.
here, I got something to show ya. Sexy lady, I'd rather see you bare your soul. If you think you're so hot, better show me what you got. All my people in the crowd, let me see you dance. Come on, Britney, lose control. Watch you take it down.
What's up, what's up, what's up, sweeties and spoons? If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to episode 11.5 of What's the Tea with Nikki P, only on radio.dominican.edu. Sweeties and spoons, we have a full house right now, and just over this break, we just all talked about what are we going to talk about.
And what's cool is that Val is fully participating, but she's not even on mic.
Yeah, I can hear.
Yes, so... during the break, Aminata had a wonderful, wonderful idea. Do you want to share that with us, Ami?
Sure. It was moving from a friendship into a relationship, and then after moving from that relationship into a friendship.
Ooh. Ooh. Girl. That is deep. Okay. So, I do believe that the best relationships stem from the best friendships. And I'm seeing you nod your head, Val.
I wish you had a mic, Val.
Stu. Dear Stu, get on.
Because apparently our show has like two co-hosts and like six guest DJs.
At any given yes. time.
Two that rotate on the phone, oh. DJ N. Cole and Francisco.
Yes, I think DJ N. Cole was supposed to call in. But yes, yes. Anywho,
she can call at 4:15.
Yeah, she can call at 4:15.
Or 4:10 or whatever.
So
or we can get multiple phone lines. Oh.
Stu.
Get on it. Get on it, Stu. Fancy. No, we're going to have a holographic image of Nicole and Francisco.
So cool.
Can you be rejected from an RTD too?
Yes.
No longer.
Obi-Wan. Oh, let's see. Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. Woo!
Obi-Wan.
Oh my goodness.
Never going... seen it. Never seen it.
Oh my gosh.
All right, going back to your question. So, I can understand that there will be tension going from the friendship to a relationship because sometimes you do not want to break that great friendship that you have. You don't want to put that at risk because over, you know, some emotions that you're not, maybe not, you know, fully aware of yet. Or you don't want to share those emotions fully yet. Anywho, I'm going through this personally.
Bam. Sorry.
Yes.
It's big.
Bam. 11.5. basically, it's very painful because sometimes you wonder what the other person is thinking and why they look at certain individuals and they're attracted to certain individuals and not yourself. And that's what I'm going through. And it really, really sucks. But I think that the best thing about this is that I can really separate my friendship from, you know, my feelings. Oh my goodness. Motastic, she's over here stuffing her face with her spam masubi over here. Oh my goodness. God.
Stu, don't ding me, but I'm so hungry.
Okay.
So, if anyone knows what a spam... I did not mean to discount what Nicholas was saying, but earlier, before the power outage, I was eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on whole grain bread, and Nicholas turned to me while Jahilasi was talking and said, I can hear you chewing on air. And so... But I'm so hungry. Stu, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. And so, I'm eating the spam masubi that I have from San Jose, And musubi is basically, you can musubi anything if you're not familiar with it. It's like rice and seaweed and a piece of meat. Stop making those hand gestures in studio. And so long story short, to avoid the chewing noise on radio, I actually have leaned all the way back and hid myself chewing and then whatever rice is falling on the ground, picking it up. So,
yes.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, Mo.
Anyways. Oh, my. Apparently.
Oh, Mo Subi.
New nickname. That is your new DJ name.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, oh no.
Nikki P and Mo Subi. On air. Only
Mayor. 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 Mayor for Fanjair.
Apparently, this is 11.5 is make fun of Mo Day. Awesome. 11.5 is the most random episode we've had. It'll be the...
Yes.
Actually, you know what? It'll still be longer than the first episode of What's the Tea with Nikki P because the first episode was only an hour.
Yes. Yes, it was. And there were technical difficulties on the first episode, too. That was a rough, rough situation.
So really, there was like 50 minutes episode the first
right.
time?
Yes. Yes.
Well, anyways, I didn't. To respect everyone, I'm going to stop chewing and just drink my water.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mayor.
Mayor Subi.
But you know what? Stop.
Mayor Subi. Mayor Subi and Nikki P on the radio.
Fantastic. A fantastic. So,
with Brian Sanchez.
That needs to be recorded as a promo. A promo. From 2 to 4:30, What's the Tea with Nikki P? And his DJ,
Musubi.
And then afterwards, from 6 to 7, still say 2 to
Brian Tanner.
Only on Radio Dr. Monica Dunny to you.
Sports report.
He looks good in blue ties. Oh. Okay. Bring it back. Okay. You know what? I agree. You know what? About it's hard. It's hard with the friend thing because I had and I recently had to do this too. I had an ex that we were friends, then we dated, and then he broke up with me, and then we were friends. And now he's dating someone else, but there's such a gray area because we did not set up boundaries. We did not. And apparently I laid out that I do not want to date him ever again. And it came, and he kept bugging me about why, because he ended up sharing with me that he's still in love with me while he's dating another girl. And I said, no, if anything, even though we haven't, you know, physically cheated or anything like that, I haven't even addressed that. I cannot talk to you right now for a long time. And I know he listens to the show, so I'm just reiterating, like, in order for us to save our friendship, I've chosen not to talk to you for the next couple of months because we're not in a good place until this gray area is removed. And he just was asking me about why not? Like, why can't we date? And he lives far away. He lives in Southern California. And you know what I said is this. Well, yay for SoCal, but not for the part I'm about to say. No, I said, because now I know the true value of myself, I feel that, and I literally did say this to him, if I date you again, I feel like I'm settling. And I know that if you love me as much as you say you do, you want me to be with someone that, you know, is deserving of me. Mm-hmm. And right now, for now, I only can view you as my friend. And that's the truth. And it hurt him. It really did. But because he cares about me so much to keep me in his life, that's why we have to take a break, because right now he's heated emotionally and I am too. So, I mean, my 2 cents about this whole friendship, dating, et cetera thing is, if you don't set up boundaries or guidelines after you break up, it'd be one of two things. One, you'll never end up, you will never get the same friendship you had before, ever. I don't care how awesome or amicable the breakup was. You will never have what you had before. But if you don't set up boundaries or guidelines, you're going to be a never-ending booty call to each other.
Ooh.
And that's the tea.
Ooh.
Because why would you ever subject your relationship to a breakup and then turn it into a sexual arrangement instead?
Mm-mm-mm.
So that's why it's all about creating boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's my two cents about this.
Amen. Val, do you have anything to add
Val,
to this?
Get, Val, get her on. Val. No, Val, Val. Val. Everyone's tossing, like, microphones onto her.
Oh, my goodness.
Fine. Here we go. Here we go.
And now a word from Val.
Wow, in her own like little corner, in her own little chair.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's right. That's seriously right here.
We should do a.
What's that?
There we go.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know. It's just it's a difficult situation either or with whatever way you go. But again, you do have to set those boundaries. Otherwise, you know, you have to just be clear, because otherwise people are, if you don't make it clear, they're going to assume things are there that are not there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, it's tough either way, because you sometimes don't want to lose that relationship. You know, it doesn't have to be the same kind of relationship, but you know, you spend so much time getting to know people and you share a lot of personal things with them. And so obviously that time that you spend with people is valuable time, and for it to just go away, I mean, you know, you can move on and just never see or talk to that person ever again. But I mean, obviously it's, or for me sometimes it's like, well, you know, I wonder how that person's doing at least. Mm-hmm. And so I think, like, for me, when it comes to things like this, I think that and I'm definitely one who set a lot of boundaries as far as that's concerned, but part of it is because of my respect for that person regardless whatever happened. And that's my respect for that person, and kind of my way of saying, I guess, thank you for sharing that specific time with me, regardless whether or not it was good or bad. I mean, that could be, I mean, that might not be the right approach for everybody, but for me, that's how it is. I mean, so, I mean, going from friends to relationship can be difficult, and then from relationship to friends is difficult as well.
I had a thought during this whole
ding!
Thing.
Ding! Ding!
Yes. I'm a firm believer in, after a breakup, just slice that person out right. of life. Cut them out, because I don't want to be sitting there thinking about you. I don't want to see you on my Facebook. I don't want to see you on my Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see you on my OkCupid. I don't want to see you on my email. Nothing. I don't want to see a smoke signal. No.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. And so I believe that in the event that, you know, you do have to go from a relationship to a friendship, you need to really, for at least for me, really distance yourself from that person.
Right.
Because they need to understand, hey, I can't do this no more.
And I think that the only way, well, at least for me, the only way that that's worked, because I actually do have friends that were my exes from a while ago, is that if you definitely just, you step away from that completely. Like, you have to just not communicate at all for a little bit. And then as time goes by, it'll naturally come back as a friendship. If you guys are meant to be friends, or however you want to think of that, they'll come back. And I mean, I've definitely had those people in my life where we were in a relationship when we were, what, in high school or whatever. And then after that, I mean, we're friends now. And I mean, this is, high school was about 2000 to 2004 for me. So, I mean, it's been quite a while. It's been 7 years at least. And I mean, I recently reconnected with one of them, and he's helped me with certain things with my job, you know, as far as making other connections and networks, and likewise. I mean, so it's strictly professional now, and we're good friends, kind of going back into that and kind of saying, oh, you know, how are you? But it's like, we both grew up. And unless you guys take that complete space away from each other after you break up or whatever, you're just going to keep going back to it, and the thoughts are just going to keep going there. So you just have to completely separate yourself. And then again, if it happens to be that you guys are supposed to be friends or whatever, then it'll come back. And that's not just one person for me. That's a few. So, yeah.
I have the problem that we're talking about, actually. And the issue was, my high school boyfriend, we dated for 3 years, and he was my best friend beforehand. And then we broke up, and since that day, we haven't, like, I have no idea what happened to him. And that was 2 years ago. And then I started dating Nick. Well, he's not listening, so that's fine. But I started dating him, and we were best friends before for a year. And then we started dating, and it's like, we just broke up recently on Sunday. So I was like, I didn't want the same thing to happen, like me, like, not to talk to him at all. So, like, I was, of course, like, that person to text him, like, oh, how are you doing? It's like, you just broke up with me yesterday, like, how do you think I'm doing, you know? But it's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to feel. Like, I feel like I do want a friendship that is going to be, like, healthy and functional, but it's not going to be like, I know it's not going to be like a best friendship. Like me and Jahehe over here. I said that on the radio.
She so did. Talking about new nicknames, I like Jahehe.
I was just like, show. Put out there that no one supported this and it just needed to end.
Oh, okay.
Including my mother.
Oh!
Mama can't do it.
Including
Mama
my mother.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow.
Wow. It's a learning experience, everything. And, you know, the fact that you want it not to be ugly and the fact that you want to maintain some type of friendship with this person is really admirable. And to be honest, I've had experiences where two of my boyfriends, they ended up coming out to me that they were gay. And I was very understanding of that. And to be honest, I'm friends with all of my exes, with exception to two. Mm-hmm. One who cheated on me and got his married roommate pregnant. Ooh, yeah, we do not talk to him anymore. And we call him Voldemort. He shall not be named.
Oh, Voldy.
Actually, his name's Kenan, but it's spelled differently. But it's funny because everyone would associate him with Kenan and Kel. And he's like, I don't spell my name Kenan like that. And I was like, whatever, babe. You're not that cool.
But, man, I used to watch that show.
I know. What was the theme song to Kenan and Kel? Anyone?
I just remember it.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know the words.
Or is that All That?
That's All That.
No, it's different. I will Google this right now.
Dang.
So apparently Francisco's going to Google it or ask Siri about the theme song to Kenan and Kel, and he will get back to us.
Yes.
No, I think he's right, though, the All Snap part. I think that, yeah, anyway.
Aw, snap.
Yeah, well, Coolio, I mean. Coolio sung it.
Coolio?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Coolio. You don't remember?
I just remember.
It comes on, like, it still comes on. Yeah, they have.
Oh, he's playing it.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
I love how everyone started dancing. And I was like, oh, yeah, I just got brought back now.
No, you know what? Marcus, he actually posted something on his Facebook, and it was "Hey, dude" on his thing, and then it was like all like memories of back, and it was like, oh yeah, I used to watch "Hey, dude" or "Wild and Crazy Kids," all the Nickelodeon stuff, "Figure It Out," all of that. So,
oh god, that takes
me
back.
Thank you, Francisco, for that. That was a really nice little.
That was fast.
That was
too.
Deep.
That was deep. 18. Way to be team.
We should have a throwback. Again, ooh, but with ooh. Clean music.
Clean music. Yes. Yeah, Nicholas apparently had a throwback to the 90s and stuff in the 90s. Early 2000s, but he had very dirty versions.
Yeah.
So I like how we're off topic, but it's okay.
Yes.
Because we're a very random show.
Yes.
Here. Yes.
Yes. My goodness. Francisco, do you have anything to add to this whole conversation?
About this friend stuff?
About friendships and relationships.
I am the worst person to come about relationships.
Ooh, Lord.
I've been out of the whole dating game since, like, high school. I mean, like, the only ex that I've actually ever kept in contact somewhat was, like, my first girlfriend. And even then, now we don't really talk. But, like, when we broke up, it was, like, done. Like, I was, like, cut you out of my life. I don't want to talk to you. And that went on for, like, 2 years. And then, like, we kind of reconnected a little through Facebook, like, way back in the day. but now we just kind of, I'll see her every now and then. I'll say, hey, because she works at Costco.
Oh. Do you get samples? Do you go?
What's your
son
about electronics department? So I try to get a discount from all the TVs.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Winning. Way to be a networker.
Winning. My goodness.
Do you still talk to Dolores Tejada?
Yes, I do every now and then. Why?
Yeah, because she talked about like me, with me trying to move to Marin. She messaged me on Facebook and she said, I am doing this nonprofit's job in Hayward where I'm from. And she's like, if you're interested in applying to this job, they're opening a position like mine in Marin. And I was like, yes, oh, totally happening.
Yeah, I love Dolores. I try to like meet her or try to get together with her when I was up in San Francisco, but things just didn't work, and she was busy, and it was a good week.
Dolores Tejada, she was a poli sci major.
What year?
2008.
Yeah.
Oh, 8. Okay.
Yes.
Never mind. I thought it was like, I'm trying to remember.
She's a really cute, short Latina girl. Like, you know, she was my homie.
Oh, she's Guatemalan.
Guatemalan. Guatemalan.
She has really long hair now, like really long brown hair, and I love it. Like the way she comes and everything. I was like, oh my God, Dolores, you're fierce. I love it. Because she came down to San Diego, like, in January, and, like,
that was when I first saw her haircut. And then in May, when I went up again, I saw her for, like, dinner once. Not the last time I saw her, but we just contact every now and then. But, yeah, she's really chill. I love her. She's, like, one of my, like, really good friends.
Can I tell you that we really need to get a camera in studio? Because
it would be so funny.
I'll explain why, Francisco.
Silent movie.
Because okay. Apparently since we've had a crazy, crazy show with no topic, because apparently the original topic for episode 11, which was, you know, the last week show, like the last week update, meaning we were going to update everything that happened last week. But then all of a sudden the power went out. And then we talked about episode 11.5, which is now
awesome
yeah. and random. So the reason why I say we really need a camera in studio is because we're basically off our game and we're just absolutely ridiculously. I want to say a certain phrase or word, but I can't.
Nonverbal communication is very strong in this room right now.
There we go. What I really wanted just to say yes. is this, but I'll text it to you. Francisco, what I really wanted to say. It was basically this.
Yeah.
Certain hand gesture.
Yes. Forgetting cameras not showing us.
Yeah,
things.
Right. Seriously. Now, wouldn't that be funny, though?
Oh,
that'd
my
be
goodness.
So funny.
I would have to be on my best behavior at all times.
Oh, that'd be horrible. And
you
then
would have to plan it without him knowing.
Oh, and
right.
then
it could be so funny.
You know what I think?
Then Mo couldn't eat. She has to go like.
No, forget this. Here's the thing. If you know, you know 99.7.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God, I love Greg.
Greg and Fernando in the morning is amazing. But the DJ, what's his name? The other
Strawberry?
Guy. No, the other one. The one that came from 94.9. He moved from 94.9.
Chewy?
No, Chewy. That's 106.1. JV? No.
No.
Come on, Google it, Francisco. Siri.
I stepped away from my computer for a second.
Well, anyway, he does the afternoon show, and he was a prominent DJ on 94.9 and then moved over, so he's the head DJ of 99.7.
St. John?
Yes, St. John. Oh, no. Okay, St. John. He plays this game. I don't know if we can do it in studio, but because I eat all the time, we could play Guess What Mo's Eating. And so people could call in or post and guess, and I can give clues because he gives
That's
clues.
That's funny.
Because he gives clues to win tickets to like the Triple Ho show. Uh-huh. Oh, I can't say that word.
She's like pointing to me as if people can see.
That's the name of the concert that they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, ho ho ho, you know.
Yeah,
like Santa.
That kind of
but their winter
yeah,
show.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
and
Santa
so,
Claus.
You know, the other day he had like this random, like, I think it was like a wine cork in his mouth and people had to guess, but he had to give clues.
Oh.
So,
yeah. Wow.
Could you imagine if I had to like eat spam musubi and then they had people had to guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or things that, yeah, never mind. But yeah, no, Sandy and I used to play Hangman on radio. We had 4-hour blocks for our shows.
Yeah, I don't know how Val did that. Val was a comm major and she hosts. She was DJ Quizzical when we were in college.
With Sandy.
With Sandy, Sandra Moore.
Yeah.
And the thing was 4-hour blocks.
On a Friday.
Oh.
Night. That was horrible.
So
but it was fun. I mean,
you played Hangman.
And karaoke. And she because she was also an actress. She had a lot of personality. So
she did,
we
like,
had
monologues?
Two people. We had two people in the studio, but literally you can hear like six people on air. So we had no guests. It was just me and her. But I mean, we had guests, if you get what I mean. So it's very interesting. Huh. But to go back on her question, I think that it just has to happen naturally. I think.
I'm telling you, setting up boundaries. And yes. That's what it sounds like what you and your ex are doing. And if he doesn't want to respect that, then you know what? Better off without him.
Give it time.
Give it time, like Val said, but at boundaries.
Yeah.
Whether it's we can't talk to each other for now, but when I'm ready, we can. Or whatever it is that you could decide to do.
Yeah.
But I applaud you. And I'm kudos.
Yeah.
Snaps in studio for you.
You owe it to yourself.
Except for Jahi Lissy, who's just rolling her eyes.
She's like, yeah. But you owe it to yourself to be more happier. And
yeah.
Just move on. It's hard to just move on, but like literally you just kind of have to take that time. It's not that she doesn't like her.
Oh, so she likes him as a person, but not together. I wish she had a. Anyway, she's. It was kind of cute at first, but then it was like, ugh. We're just repeating what she's saying.
Ooh, so Lord,
moving
so you're on radio.dominican.edu with What's the Tea with Nikki and Mo Cassidy and the guests.
What a DJ Quizzical.
I still got it.
Wow.
Wow.
disturbing.
Oh my god. I feel like I need a monocle, and a corncob pipe. And a top hat.
I think we should go to a break.
Can you play Bottom of My Broken Heart? Do that
line. I don't know. That sounds sad.
Fine. Right, can we do that next week?
Yeah, we can do it next week.
Yay.
Yes. I don't even know what we're going to
pick. Pick one where she's not wearing that much clothing.
Oh, big fat face.
Not like they're going to be able to see it.
No, no. Big fat face. Circus? I'm a slave?
I'm a slave.
Okay. Sweeties and Swoons, we'll be right back with more What's the Tea with Nikki P, only on radio.tomanikin.edu. Stay tuned. I know I may be young, but I've got feelings too, and I need to do what I feel like doing, so let me go and just listen. All you people look at me like I'm a little girl. Well, did you ever think it'd be okay for me to step into this world? Always saying, little girl, don't step into the club. Well, I'm just trying to find out why, cause dancing's what I love. Oh, yeah. See this guy, what's practical, what's logical, what the hell, who cares? All I know is I'm so happy when you're dancing there. I'm a slave for you. I cannot hold you, I cannot control you. I'm a slave for you. I won't deny it, I'm not trying to hide it. What's up, sweeties and swoons? If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to What's the Tea with Nikki P, only on radio.dominican.edu. And Motastic is falling off her chair. She's a hot mess.
I broke a chair.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
in studio. I'm so sorry. But I fixed it.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. Sweeties and swoons, over the break, we had some developments up on our Facebook page. If you go right now.
I hate you. I hate you so much, Nicholas.
If you go right now, facebook.com/tea with Nikki P.
We so need a
camera right now.
You will see.
Oh my god.
I am
my goodness.
On there right now.
She it says Mosubi is obsessed with Brian Sanchez. You should listen to him every Tuesday from 6 to 7 PM on radio.dominican.eu.
Okay, so this is what happened. Basically, when we got to a commercial break, Francisco told us over the phone, he was like, I looked up Brian, he is cute. And then I repeated that to everyone in studio. And then Nicholas stopped writing on behalf of me. Oh my god, I'm so thoroughly embarrassed. Now I have to hide from Brian Sanchez for the rest of my life. No!
No, not
so
really.
So basically, the sports report, his Facebook fan page, he decided to link it to our Facebook fan page.
So check it out.
Facebook.com/T with Nikki P. We're at 90 people, 90 fans, 90 likes. Then we go on to his page. He has 111.
He'll have 200 by the end of the day.
What the deuce? No, we need to beat Brian Sanchez, okay? That's what's up, okay? We keep promoting his show.
Brian Sanchez.
And granted, it's because, A, I'm partially obsessed with him.
Partially?
Partially.
Okay.
But if you and now I'm thoroughly embarrassed because now he's writing all over Brian Sanchez's sports report page.
Nice.
And Brian, if you're listening, delete the comment.
It forever.
No,
leave it,
don't. This so Nicholas said underneath his breath, which is really not because now he's tagging the world with it, basically saying today's episode of below episode 11.5 is dedicated to
Brian Sanchez.
Sorry.
He's typing.
I'm typing. Unbelievable. So, Francisco, what did you think of Brian?
I was a very efficient stalker, and I decided, all right, I need to see what Brian Sanchez looks like. So I got on, and I was like, I went onto the Dominican page, and I clicked on his radio show.
He liked it.
Like, yes, click. And I'm like, all right, what do you look like? And I'm like, oh wow, you're pretty cute.
Another we're not admirer.
We are and not for the stalking. Record, there's no such thing as stalking, just investigating.
Yes.
I'm doing some research. Yes. So.
I'm doing some research.
We're good at that as college students.
Visual research. Lots of
right.
Yes.
Oh my god, I am thoroughly embarrassed. And I keep breaking and re-breaking this chair. Oh my god.
You know what's funny is in the pictures he has the blue Nike logo.
I know, right? Okay, sorry.
Mo would know. That's the thing.
Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
Dear Mo. Calm down.
Mo.
Mosubi.
Oh my god, stop linking stuff onto the pages, Nicholas.
Hey, Nick, you should link it on her page.
No! Oh my god! No! Oh my god. Oh my god, Nicholas. Oh my god. Okay, so Nicholas is putting a photo of Brian Sanchez on my page, and now I can never see him for the rest of my life.
Though you'll still want to.
Stop it!
You know, and we're going to go to more basketball games.
Oh my god. Oh my
because god. One, we're trying to build the black hole again. And two, because of the guy.
Brian Sanchez.
Oh my god.
And his blue tie, guys. Blue tie.
He does look good in blue. He does.
Oh my god. Oh my god. What? Where is this picture?
Okay, that haircut's not so great. Next to that cutout.
She has a favorite picture.
She does, and they're looking at it right now.
Oh. We're not stalking. What? No.
Lies.
Never.
And we are live on radio.dominican.edu.
Only here on What's the Tea with Nikki P.
Yes.
You can catch us from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every Tuesday, but for some reason, it's a short show today because of an outage, power outage.
An outage.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And it's funny because we're in there in our last 10 minutes of the show. It's like 4:21. Whoa, and I'm breaking this chair. So what are we going to talk about for the next 10 minutes anyway?
Me.
He said
him. I was like dying to talk about my week in San Francisco.
Okay, do it.
Yes, go.
Francisco, go.
All right, so the 26th, I flew in, and like I was almost not going to make it, but I was like, I have to go. I want to see everybody. So I flew that night. Like me and my buddy Dan, who was my roommate at Dominican.
Did you say Dan?
Yeah, Dan Frank.
So how many more Dans are we going to have in our lifetime?
A bazillion. Anyway, I was staying with him the whole week that I was up there. And so he's like, we need to go out. I'm like, all right. So it started off with Kiki's, like, sushi place, like, down the city. Oh, my God, best sushi ever. And we were doing sake. And then after that, we went to the bar, and we ended up meeting with, like, this French girl that he's been talking to. And I met her before, and we were just, like, hanging out. And we were, like, having a good time at the bar. And then this girl, like, randomly sits next to me, and she has a journal in the bar. And she's just writing and writing. And I'm like, okay. So then she disappears for, like, the longest time ever. And I'm like, I'm going to leave a message on her, like, in her journal.
You wrote in her journal?
I wrote her. Oh, who brings a journal to a bar?
So you wrote, what did you write?
I'll keep it PG. Oh. I was like, dear person. I'm like, you don't know me, but my name is Cheeto. If you want to learn the secret to keeping a man, you must learn how to give a good fill in the blanks.
Blank. Oh my goodness.
It's
meant
to be.
Like the restaurant?
Yes, Val, like the restaurant.
I'm joking.
Yes. Anyway, so I wrote that, and she was like, did you write in my journal? And I was like, if I learned anything from Jersey Shore, it's deny, deny, deny. So I was like, no. At that point, you know, I've had a couple drinks. So I was like, what journal? I don't know what you're talking about. And so I stepped outside, and my friend Dan, he was like, oh my gosh, like, what did you write? Because she tore the page slowly from her journal and then tore it piece by piece and started bawling. And I'm like, that was my first night, breaking hearts already. Sure. Yeah, but then the next couple of nights were just kind of low-key. I went to Ruby Sky and I saw ATB, and then I went to a house party in Marin. I got to see Cindy Hendrix. Like, she's like,
oh my God, I love Cindy. Stuff. She's still working at that one restaurant that I can't say the name of.
No, I thought she worked at Chevy's.
Oh, whatever.
She doesn't work anymore. She works for she works for Chase. And anyway, she had a house party for Halloween, and we did it Friday because everyone's gonna be working on Monday, and no one wants to go to, like, work hangover. So we were there Friday, and I just had a blast. And then Saturday was Deadmau5, and it apparently was, like, this huge big deal in the city because everyone was like I don't know, I was hearing about it, and I was like, I bought my ticket, and like some friends wanted to go, but there's like, it was sold out. And OMG, it was like my first rave ever, and I was just loving it. And I was like, oh my God, because Deadmau5 is like one of my favorite DJs, and I love all his like music. It's like very electronic. And oh my gosh, it was like the first time, like, if I were to die, I would die like living a complete life. Anyway, that was just an amazing light show. And then after that was the after party in Treasure Island. And we were there until about like 4 in the morning where it ended. It was like called Ghost Ship. And apparently it's like a big kind of like, best way I can describe it would be a Burning Man party.
Oh, what's that?
And it was a completely different vibe. But everyone, like, I just felt like the love and the energy. And it was just all like,
you don't know what Burning Man is, no. Nicholas?
Burning Man.
No. It's that, like, week-long thing in the desert where people are, like, camping out in the desert and there's, like, 20 million bands playing.
Nah.
It's kind of like Coachella, but, like, primitive.
Yeah. It's all about, like, a good community. It's like this town that kind of comes together. And, like, you know, people, like, will trade you water for, like, food or, I don't know. It's like you camp there for a whole week. I've been dying to do it, but maybe next year. Anyway, so it was kind of like that little, it was kind of like that vibe of a party. And it was like, there was this thing called silent disco, and it's sort of like you go into a room and it's like all quiet, but you put headphones and everyone is listening to the same music through those headphones. Crazy thing. Anyway, great end to a night.
I want to go to a silent disco.
It was awesome.
We have one right now.
I know.
It was really great. And then that was Saturday / Sunday morning. And then Sunday, I was just in, like, I was on the couch all day recovering because I had, like, my diet probably consisted about 90% alcohol, no, 80% alcohol, 80%, like, food stuff. But wow. It was great. And
so on Monday, you got your stomach pumped, and then on Tuesday, you were in studio with us.
Yeah. Well, Monday, I actually went to go visit my friend Courtney, who lives in Half Moon Bay. And so that was, like, Sunday and Monday. We're just recovering, like, for Halloween. We're just passing out candy, watching a scary movie, keeping it kind of just, like, low-key, just taking a break. So I was like, I need to be alive by the time I get back to San Diego. So, yeah, that was Monday. And then Tuesday was a very long, emotional day because, like, I just was, like, seeing everyone and everyone. Like, I tried to fit, like, I had a whole little schedule throughout the whole weekend. I tried to fit everyone, and I wanted to, like, stay longer. Anyway, so it started off with going, like, on the bus to Marin. I had lunch with a former professor who's at Dominican, Stephen Polacco. great mm-hmm. guy. He was kind of like a mentor when I was at Dominican, and kind of like made me realize my whole potential and what I really wanted to do in life with like art and everything, because I was originally a psych major and then I flipped into art because he was like, you know, you're spending a lot of time with art, you should really consider it. And I was like, all right. And I was like, you know what, this is what I really want to do. I'm like, it's something that I'm very passionate about, you know. I thought,
but Francisco, since we're around winding up, Val has a last note that she wants to know what year you graduated.
It was 2009.
2009.
I graduated in 08, but I took an extra year because I wanted the Bachelor's of Fine Art.
Because so I feel like I know you, but I feel like I know you under a different name.
I would be called Poncho.
Poncho! Oh!
Makes sense now. It's like, why do I feel like I know this guy?
I get it now.
I hear your voice and it sounds familiar. I'm sure if I see a picture.
Go to Mo's page. We do a lot of alumni stuff together. But I hate to cut you short because it's like the end of the show. But you can definitely call back next week. We're going to do our final thoughts? What is it?
Final thoughts.
Thoughts. Because 11.5 is the most random episode.
Thoughts is just such a...
I know, Valerie. I know you, Valerie.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Back in Pettiford.
Oh my God! Yes,
I got you.
Wow!
I know you. I was like, I know your voice. It sounds so familiar.
Well, I hang out with Val all the time. Yeah. So let's do a round robin to Val first for final thoughts. Any random thoughts, or maybe an announcement, or how wonderful your coat is from H&M. I have no idea. Whatever you want to say.
Check out his sports show.
Brian Sedgwick.
Okay, there you go. All right, pause a second. No, pause. I was going to swear, but I can't swear on air. Foot down.
Yeah, that's what I should say.
Everybody has final words and thoughts, but it cannot pertain to Brian Sanchez.
Okay.
Or we can all do it, but it has to be about Brian Sanchez. Let's do that. That sounds funnier. I'll even do it. All right. So your final word or thought has to deal with Brian Sanchez. You have to use the name Brian Sanchez in your final thought. Ready? So Val, go ahead.
No, you guys go because I started.
No, I, what was your thing?
No, I said just go check out his show.
What is it, though?
It's from what, 6 to
7?
7.
On radio, that's Dominican.edu.
On what days?
On Tuesdays.
Well, there you go, on Tuesday. Whoa, that's like in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like we know where we're going to be. Yeah. Listening online on radio.dominican.edu.
I guess I'll listen on my smartphone.
Yeah.
Jealousy? Really? No, not really.
Mo loves sports, guys. Or she does now.
Okay.
If he covers hockey, or is he just cover Dominican sports? What does he cover?
I think it's just Dominican sports, right? I don't know.
Sports in general.
I haven't heard his show, but you know what? I will now. Why? Because you guys have been promoting him all show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
Jehylacy.
I promised Brian Sanchez.
Wait. Hold on.
Go ahead.
The soundboard. Go ahead.
Okay. I promised Brian Sanchez that I would go on his show and talk about something sports related. He told me I could even just rank the basketball players.
Mushubi.
I'm still going to do that. So, Brian, if you're listening, I may be back at 6, just so you're aware. No creeper status.
Oh my goodness.
You could
talk about sports. You could talk about Mo fighting the gauntlet to win his love.
Shut up. You shut your face.
I could talk about the basketball derby team.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How much I admire number 54 from San Francisco State University.
Moving wall.
I'm just saying.
Well, like, seriously.
Yeah, you need to become a Dominican student so I could watch you all the time.
Moving on.
Just saying.
Aminata.
This is Ami. Hi, Sanchez.
I feel like it's like yearbook dedications for Brian Sanchez.
Have a good year.
Have a good summer. I'll see you next year. Keep in touch, Kate. Bye.
Here's my number just in case. What's Mo's number? Hold on. Go ahead.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Just to let you know, I called dibs first.
Ooh.
Oh!
She actually did.
We'll have to talk about that sport on the next episode of What's to Do with Diggy P.
What, then we're going to do a gauntlet for Brian Sanchez's love, and if Alex better watch her back?
Ooh, she should be a guest.
Be watching her back.
Because I know we're going to go at it now.
This is so bad.
I'll referee.
So bad. So bad.
I'll be the cheerleading.
Oh my God, stop. Everyone. Okay. Francisco, what's your thought?
My last thought, dear Brian Sanchez, I wish to meet a man that looks just like you because, damn, you are hot and I like you.
Oh my God. You guys have more competition.
My God.
But he's in San Diego / the border, so that's not even close.
Not You're going to have like a super, super dark version of Brian Sanchez from like Tijuana.
Tijuana.
And Senor Sanchez.
Wow.
Wow.
Senor. Okay. Oh, God.
Motastic. Mosubi.
Oh.
Mayor.
Mayor.
Subi.
I keep breaking his chair. Oh God. Dear Brian.
Dear Elf Alpha. Dear Darla. I hate your stinking guts.
Oh my God.
You make me vomit. You're like scum between my toes. Love Elf Alpha.
Wow.
Fill in the day.
Elf Alpha.
Elf Alpha.
Elf Alpha.
Elf Alpha. Thanks.
Elf Alpha.
Elf Alpha. Or you could be Mufasa. I mean, it could be worse. Mufasa.
I'm crying.
Alex
okay.
is Scar.
Oh my God.
Alex is Scar.
Okay.
In the way.
Samyana minyana.
In the circle of life. And it moves us slow. Hey, oh my God.
Oh,
I didn't even get to my final
you're
note.
Awesome.
My final note. I can't even say it.
Your final Freaking note was awesome. Like the entire show. No.
Okay, stop. Everyone stop. Okay.
No.
Okay. Dear Brian, I thoroughly apologize for this crazy episode. However,
oh, she doesn't.
No, stop, everyone. You know that Adele song, Someone Like You? Yeah, that's going to pertain to you. So hopefully, well. I agree with Francisco's sentiments. I hope to find someone, or unless science and technology creates cloning technology, yeah, I'm just going to have to deal with a Brian Sanchez lookalike. Love always, Moosubi.
Moosubi.
Moosubi. Okay, all right, Nicholas.
So,
it's unbelievable.
Final thoughts like 10 minutes later.
I cannot believe this.
Hand to the Lord, I have a reading from the book of 1 Corinthians 13:13.
Oh, stop.
Yes.
Love is patient. Love is kind.
No. Three things will last forever.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these things is love.
Oh, Brian Sanchez.
Funny. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We need a camera.
Brian Sanchez, I'm sorry. I'm no, you know what? I'm really not sorry.
I called it.
Because like there's at least several people, some in studio and some not, that really do admire you. So you know what? Keep on trucking, keep on being the awesome person you are, and just know that I am determined to make sure that A, you and Alex get married, and B, that we have more fans than your show. Mark my words. If I can't have your love, I at least will have more fans than you. Yes, that's the tea.
Nice consolation
with
prize.
It
comforts me. It comforts me to know that we have more fans.
She's hugging herself.
More listeners. Oh my God, stop.
Wow.
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 So what song are we going to?
Lion King.
Lion King.
The Circle of Life.
It's going to be a
surprise. It's going to be a surprise. But sorry. Sweeze and Swoons.
Oh my God. I broke the chair.
Wrapping up episode 11.5. I hope that you enjoy this hot mess show.
I can't breathe.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wow.
We will be back
Brian
again.
Brian Sanchez, you need to rescue her.
Wow.
Save her.
Oh my God.
We will be back again next week. On What's the Tea with Nikki P, only on radio.dominican.edu next Tuesday from 2 to 4:30.
And hopefully the power won't go out again.
And then 6 to 7.
Yes.
Oh, and then 6 to 7 for the sports report with
Brian Tetris.
only on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes.
So, Sweets and Swoons, if you want to listen to this half of a podcast, this half cast, you can go to our website, radio.dominican.edu, and it will be up within the next couple weeks. You can also go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/TeaWithNikkiP, and you can let us know what you think about Brian Sanchez or just about anything. Uh-oh, sports report just...
Ah, crap.
Uh-oh. Alex will be listening too.
Oh, okay.
On that note,
ladies and gentlemen, no, I'm so sorry.
This is so appropriate. This is so appropriate. Sweets and Swoons, wherever you are in the world, stay blessed.
I hate you, Nicholas.
She loves me.
One, two, three, not only you and me, got 180 degrees when I'm caught in between, counting. One, two, three, Peter, Paul, and Mary, getting down with three feet, everybody loves old counting.
Thank you for listening to What's the Tea with Nikki P only on radio.dominican.edu. We will be back next Tuesday from 2 to 4:30 here live on Penguin Radio. We hope that you enjoyed your stay with us on episode 11.5 of What's the Tea, and we hope you listen next week. Wherever you are in the world, stay blessed.